This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are in KE Politics, KER Politics. Actually, during the second hour, we're starting out with our all-star player, Jeff Dice. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute. We have a number of subjects we want to discuss with Jeff, so we're going to talk with him during not only segment five, but also segment six. I want to start with one thing that's really important, Jeff, in my opinion. The Electoral College vote is on the 19th, which is this coming Monday. There are people who are bringing up the possibility of maybe they could get thrown a major monkey wrench, and maybe some of the participants of the Electoral College aren't going to vote for who they're supposed to vote for. What are your comments on that?
Well, we've just been hearing anecdotal stories from some of the electors that they've gotten 50,000 emails since the day of the election, that sort of thing. And if you recall, it takes 270 Electoral College votes to prevail in the general election. Trump has in the low 300s, so it would take about 30 or 35 odd electors to be faithless and vote for someone other than Trump. Not necessarily Hillary, mind you, but just someone other than Trump, because if neither candidate has the required 270 votes, then the election would be thrown to the House. I'm not sure that things would be that much different there, given the Republicans' majority in the House, but it would be interesting because then you'd be requiring actual Republicans in the House, many of whom supported other candidates and trash talk Trump, to vote for him or not in a very public vote. So I would actually enjoy that. But look, the bigger question is what would it mean for the American public if this coup attempt, for lack of a better term, was successful? I think it would mean something very ugly over the Christmas holidays. And frankly, the left's hand-wringing about the Electoral College, we need to abolish it, it's not fair, she won the popular vote. This is just because they lost. I mean, let's be frank. There's no high-minded viewpoint here. This is strictly trying to damage Trump before he goes into office. That's all this is. They're trying to diminish and damage his credibility and have him as hamstrung as possible so that he's a one-term president. But I would hasten to add that if the Republicans had been this vociferous about their opposition to Obama going in, we would have heard endlessly about how we were racist and how it's because he's the first black president and all these white rednecks can't stand having a black president. So it's just interesting how so much ugliness comes from the left, but the right always manages to be characterized as the bad guys or the hateful guys, because I don't think that's true. I think right now the majority of hatefulness in our society really is coming from progressives. I think that's the truth.
I don't think there's any question about that. Let me just bring in one more thing, Corey, that I think is kind of interesting. I guess, has Trump done enough in the transition period to start to woo people to his side? For example, some of his appointments, which I support 100%. I can go on and on about that. Has he done enough in that area to get more people behind him? And in terms of building bridges with other industries vis-a-vis the bridge that he obviously is building with the high-tech industry, I mean, is he doing enough things right that the left, if they did try to pull, I use the word coup d'etat here in a very, very broad sense, if the left did try to do that, could they be successful? Is that a possibility in your mind?
Yeah, it's been very interesting the way he's been assembling his cabinet. I would say he has done a good job of winning over a lot of Americans since then, because he's shown that he can put aside past differences and reach out to people like Mitt Romney. Somebody I wouldn't want as Secretary of State, but he's shown in some ways that he's the better man when he does that. But I also think he's been very deft in floating some radical ideas like John Bolton for Secretary of State and then pulling back and announcing that he's going to nominate someone more, I guess, mild or less war hawkish like Tillerson, which then makes it harder for the Democrats in the Senate, who will have to give thumbs up or thumbs down on that nominee, to attack him. So I think he's been deft. I think he's done a good job in terms of reaching out. I think he had a great photo op yesterday with Jim Brown, the former NFL great. I think that's the kind of thing that Trump understands. He understands staging. He's been in real estate his whole life. And I think he understands media in ways that your average politician who's never done anything but be a mayor and then a governor and a congressman, you know, people like the Clintons, I think he's beating them in the court of public opinion, no question.
Jeff, from what I'm seeing up in Canada, and I'm seeing this from some of my friends down in the U.S. and also from people in Canada, is I still find that people are very polarized. They either like Trump and think that he's doing great things, or they never like Trump, and no matter what he does, you know what, they're not going to like what he does, and they're always going to have negative things to say. Do you think Trump even cares about these type of people? He is kind of the guy that goes to the beat of his own drum, but he is very good at surrounding himself with smart people, and that could be an argument as to what he is doing with his cabinet.
Yeah, I think he cares. I think all politicians care. I think all business people care about being liked on some level. And he has to care from a tactical level if he hopes to get reelected in 4 years. But you're right. There are some people, and I'm sure a lot of Canadians fit this mold. There are some people who are just deeply hostile to Trump. They're never going to accept him. They're never going to like him. They're never even going to grudgingly give him credit for sounding slightly less war hawkish or slightly more libertarian on taxes or whatever he might be. And those people you have to write off, just like Hillary Clinton wrote off the deplorables who were never going to vote for her. But in politics, you do have to triangulate. And this guy strikes me as somebody who's going to be very, very good at that. And he's been underestimated by both sides of the aisle throughout this whole last 16 months. So if the political class wants to continue to pull the wool over their eyes and treat him like he's just some sort of bumbling guy who through sheer hubris and force of personality and by reaching out to all these deplorables managed to bulldoze his way into the White House and that there was no skill involved, they are very much mistaken. And I think that it'll be interesting to see how condescending Trudeau is towards Trump. Here's a guy who's much younger than Trump and, frankly, far less accomplished. And from a U.S. perspective, just a terrible guy. I mean, just a soft, weak, horrible left-wing guy. So I'm anxious to see the interplay between those two, because now Biden and a lot of the Western media has tried to light on Trudeau as some sort of boy wonder who's going to save democracy in the Western Hemisphere or something, when the three of us know he's a pathetic lightweight.
Well, he's a pathetic lightweight, for lack of better terms, in a lot of people's minds. Yeah, but he did get elected. Surprise, surprise. Having said that, I don't have any comment about Trudeau, but Trudeau Jr., I guess I should say. But regarding Trump, it strikes me, Jeff, that the proof is in the pudding, in the sense that consumer confidence has absolutely skyrocketed, gone from 98 up to, what was the last number, the Corey you brought up yesterday, was 111, 112. That's a major, major increase. We're talking a 10% increase in consumer confidence. We're talking about an equities market in the United States that is absolutely flying to the moon. One record day after another record day. To me, that instills confidence. We're talking about the fact that retail sales so far for this Christmas, they're not up as far as they could be, but the only reason they're not up meaningfully more than they are right now is because a lot of people are paying off debt, which I view as being a very, very wise decision. So it strikes me that right now the country is, on the surface it would appear, really behind Trump, don't you think?
I think that's partially true. I'm not sure consumer confidence is something we should hang our hat on. I'm more interested in consumer reality. Mm-hmm. But to an extent that there's a honeymoon for Trump, it's going to be a short-lived one, and he better jump on it now, take advantage of whatever leeway he can get by at least a segment of the population, a segment of the media that's reassessing how they felt about him, because we all know that honeymoon is going to be a short one, and his first term is probably going to be a brutal bare-knuckle brawl.
That's a very good point, Jeff, because consumer confidence can turn, but quite frankly, once presidents do take office after 8 years of an incumbent, then they have historically faced a recession. So kind of a dangerous situation, but it is nice to see some optimism, you have to admit that. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back, continuing our conversation with Jeff Dice.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to segment 6. We're wrapping up our KER politics portion with Jeff Dice. Not the entire portion, just our discussion, obviously, with Mr. D here. Jeff, there's a lot of talk right now in the press. There's a lot of talk in all the media right now about what is Donald Trump going to do with his companies. And now people are saying he needs to divest himself entirely, et cetera, et cetera. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a very strange time. We've never had a person with his kind of far-flung business enterprise is as president of the United States. I'm all for having presidents who have had success in the private sector, who have empires, who are billionaires, or whatever the case may be. If that's the choice we face relative to a career politician who started out in government, spent their whole career in government, and has never really produced anything outside of government, I'm all for having business people. Now, there's ways he can deal with it, put his holdings in a blind trust, let his kids run him, whatever you want to do. What's more interesting to me is that the media has not been able to make too much hay out of it. Mm-hmm. They've not been able to paint him as some bad guy who really wants to continue his self-dealing by owning and profiting from his companies, while presumably the hint would be that he's going to run the United States in ways that either benefit or don't harm his companies. Now, they've gotten zero traction on that, and the reason I think is because the American people, that's one of the things they like about Donald Trump. It is the fact that he's not just another dreary, dreadful guy like John Kasich or Hillary Clinton. Look, if he has a hotel in a particular country, that's going to affect his view on what we ought to do from a foreign policy perspective with respect to that country. That's a conflict. And I don't know exactly how you deal with it, but I would assume divesting himself or setting up a blind trust is probably the way to go. He's also getting to the age where, he probably could be quite comfortable financially after leaving the White House in four years. So, I'm not so sure that he has to have a third act after being president, the flip side is you can't get inside his head. This is the kind of guy who may never retire and go off into the sunset, and who really wants to be actively back in the business game again after his term in office, unlike the Clintons, who are just going to go be foundation grifters. This is very, very strange, and it's going to remain to be seen whether he can pull this off.
Well, isn't it interesting how the U.S. voted for change, and now they have somebody in there who is a businessman, and then some media sources are trying to make issue of, well, what's he going to do with his current companies, when quite frankly, he has the opportunity here to, if you want to look at it this way, run the biggest company in the world, at least economically wise, and if he takes some of those tacks that he has with his businesses, then maybe he does stand a chance to make the country run smoother from a business and economic standpoint, which is kind of refreshing, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, I hope so. I worry about this comparison or this notion of running government like a business. I don't want government to be efficient. I don't want it to be well run. I want it to be small and unobtrusive. And I'm hoping that he has enough businessman DNA that he understands that government is primarily a roadblock and an impediment, that it's not a partner. But who knows? All of his business dealings haven't exactly been lily white. Doing real estate development in New York City involves an awful lot of cronyism, no doubt. It involves an awful lot of things like eminent domain and dealing with the city and getting licenses and permits. So, he doesn't come to this as a virgin by any stretch. So I'm hoping that he is a pro-business and pro-market president, not a pro-government president. But this is all a huge question mark. We don't know with this guy, but I'm not going to hate him. I'm not going to hate his guts simply because he didn't spend his lifetime being a politician, for God's sake.
Jeff, what I think about this purely and simply is I don't believe that Trump is a big government guy. I really can't believe that he is. I think Trump is a very practical guy. I think he is a guy, he's truly proven that he's a guy who understands what it takes to cross the finish line in first place. And what it takes to cross the finish line in first place is not only preparedness, but it also takes, obviously, conditioning. And I think that in terms of his views on government, I think that probably he's very, very libertarian in the sense that he believes in the markets, he believes in free enterprise, etc., and he doesn't really believe in a self-perpetuating government, which is clearly what we have right now. No question about that. I mean, his comment to Jeff Bezos and the rest of the people about, remember, there's no hierarchy. We're a team. We're all working together as one individual. Let's make it happen. I mean, I think that statement proves that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a double-edged sword. It concerns me. Tech's very important to the U.S. Software is one of the few industries we still dominate.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like the idea of tech or business leaders being called on the carpet to a meeting. I don't like the idea of a government partnership with industries. I would like to see him approach these tech moguls, you know, in a very gentle way, saying, look, you know, what can we do to continue or increase U.S. competitiveness by getting out of your way?
But don't you think that's what he did, Jeff?
I mean, reports from the meeting are that it was respectful, and obviously you saw Bill Gates said something like he could be Kennedy-esque if he plays his card right. So, I'm not one of those libertarians who says, well, this is evidence of fascism, that he's calling government leaders on the – excuse me, business leaders on the carpet and talking about how they're going to work with government, and that's a fascist system. I think that's going much too far. But I don't want him to be the master of them or any other industry. I want him to be the servant of them.
Jeff, we've covered a lot here in these two segments, and I appreciate your weighing both sides of the argument, not getting too passionate, not getting too excited over one side, but then also understanding the concerns that you still have. Break it down for us. When Trump does enter office, he's laid out this pretty massive 100-day plan. What are you watching most closely to then swing you one way or another?
Yeah, tax reform is such a can of worms. It's boring and dull to most people. Everybody wants to pay fewer taxes, but they don't want to hear the details.
Mm-hmm.
So if he really is serious about cutting the corporate income tax rate, then I think that could be a great thing and a huge boon, and it could allow a lot of U.S. corporations to repatriate literally trillions of dollars that they've earned in other countries and are still parked in their subsidiaries in those countries and have never been brought back into the U.S. as a dividend because they didn't want to take the tax hit. So if we could have a dividend holiday or just cutting of the corporate tax rate, I think that would be huge. But I'm really suspicious of the details. In other words, getting rid of deductions and loopholes. That's another way of raising other people's taxes. So what happens in these tax reforms is that you pit different groups against each other. There's winners and losers. The easiest, cleanest, and best way is to reduce or eliminate existing taxes.
I want to end this on this note, and that is I listened to the conference with Bezos and Trump and the rest of them, and I have to say what you wish that Trump said is, in my opinion, what I saw, and I watched it three times, is exactly what he said. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, Jeff Dice continues to be a real asset to our show. He is a good friend, and he is very knowledgeable when it comes to some of these political issues. We decided we would take a bit of an extreme example here and talk with a couple of what I would call true capitalists, and we're going to see what they think about the potentialities that come out of the Trump administration. We have Jeff Pontius with us. You all know Jeff. He is the founder and president of Corvus Gold. Bill Howld. Bill is the founder and president of Ripatch Gold. Bill and I also, in the interest of full disclosure, are both sit on the board of directors of a company called Vanity Capital. We're not here to talk about the companies, though. We're here to talk about what successful capitalists think about an extremely successful capitalist who is soon to be the president of the United States. Bill, let's start with you. What do you think is going to happen under Mr. Trump?
Well, thanks, Al. Thanks for having me on. I'm really excited by what I've seen so far and what Trump administration really represents for America. I mean, I think we're going to get the engine of growth up and running again, and he's got a lot of wood there ready to put in the fire and make it roar. So I think it's going to be good for jobs and the economy as a whole.
Jeff, in terms of the optimism that we're seeing in the markets and on an individual basis from some U.S. citizens, do you think Trump will be able to satisfy this optimism in either the first 100 days in office, in that plan that he outlined, or just the promises he made in his campaign?
Well, I think that he's got a shot for that. He sits in a very favorable position, just like Barack Obama did back in 2008 when he came in and had a Democratic Congress and a Democratic administration. So unlike Obama, who focused and sort of used that political capital on a what looks like a pretty torturous healthcare situation that doesn't really work for Americans. It looks like Trump really wants to use that political capital to take America forward and recover us from the stagnation of Obamanomics here. And I think that if he stays focused on the economy, which is what Obama should have done in 08, then I think he stands a very good chance of really turning the corner here for America and not only making the market run and making it go better, but really providing that economic opportunity all the way down through Main Street here and putting Americans really back to work and hopefully at higher wages. So all that, I think, is also very good for gold because it's going to mean we're going to have higher inflation rates.
We are going to have higher inflation rates if that really comes to fore, and I think it probably will. You know, the one comment I would make where I was very disappointed in Obama is in the sense that anybody who read his book, The Audacity of Hope, is going to have to agree with this. Barack Obama's agenda had nothing to do with making America strong economically. It had everything to do with equalizing society, and I have to tell you, equalizing society in theory is a really good thing to do, but you're a lot better off simply making sure that we don't have tragedies occurring in society because we're not always equal. But the thing about Donald Trump that I have to say really, really excites me is he is a true capitalist. He's a true successful capitalist. People like him are what made our country great, and I would have to say I see that trend continuing. I think he's going to make it happen. How about you, Bill, and why?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, so you look at Donald Trump overall, he's been in the public spotlight for over 40 years, right? There's not too much that we don't know about Donald Trump. And really, the fact that he's taken his company and, you know, it's had some downfalls, it's had some, it's ups and downs, but he's always come through, he's always stood up, and he's tried again. And that really is the definition of a true capitalist, because as we know, you know, you don't always get the great outcome that you want. Sometimes you know there's a lot of learning that goes on, but the idea that you can step up again and do it again and be successful. So, you know, as everybody says, it took me, you know, 20 years to become an overnight success. That's kind of how it is in the real world. And I think Donald Trump allows us that opportunity to, as Jeff said, down on Main Street, and to get another bite at the apple and turn this country around.
Guys, there's one thing that interests me so much about Trump, and I'm curious to see how this plays out for the U.S., and that is Trump is very much a debt guy. He's built a lot of his fortune by utilizing debt, making it work for him. And you know what? There are two sides of debt. One side can be unproductive debt, but then the other side of debt can actually help build productive assets. Unfortunately, what the U.S. has experienced throughout this money printing fiasco is the creation of non-productive assets, money getting stuck at balance sheets for share buybacks, as well as in the big bank level. Jeff, do you think that Trump, with his plans, with this $1 trillion infrastructure spending, will actually create some productive debt?
Yeah, I think, Corey, you're absolutely right. He's going to utilize debt in a very Keynesian way. He's going to prime the pump to a significant degree, hopefully on projects that are going to immediately translate into not only jobs in important areas of America that need them, but to build up that infrastructure that's going to be the essential things that we need as an industry to go forward and build on as assets, like the interstate freeway system was tremendous for the starting of serious across the United States business. And I think we could see some of that. And I'm really hopeful that when we start seeing this go on, and I think Trump's right, we can use debt to do this, and we can, I hate to use the term, produce our way out of this, but I think it's our best shot, because this stagnation that we've been in with Obamanomics is just killing our country, and we will not be able to survive. If Hillary Clinton would have got elected, believe me, we would be in a very, very difficult position 4 years from now.
I have to agree 100%. Now, the thing about spending on infrastructure that where a number of people do disagree with me is, yes, it's clear we don't have a way to pay for that other than printing money. Okay, but the fact of the matter is, the result of printing that money, I think, is going to be a lot more positive than the prior reasons that we just printed money, and I'll tell you why. You get guys out there working on bridges, working on sidewalks, working on streets, working on buildings, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to get paid, and they're going to feel good about what they're doing because they are going to be, for the most part, very gainfully employed and not underemployed as many of them are right now. And I have to say that I think that is going to dramatically increase the optimism in our country. Bill, let's start with you on that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you saw with the stimulus package under Obama, right, there were all these shovel-ready projects, and what tended to happen is some money went to those projects, but they were burdened by a number of regulations and whatnot to get to the next steps, and so they weren't really shovel-ready projects. I think the idea that Trump has with regard to lessening some of these regulations and getting permitting and things done quicker and easier are going to have a big effect. And so when that package comes out for infrastructure, I think they will be shovel-ready.
How about you, Jeff? We're down to about a minute.
Well, I think when we look at the $4 trillion that the Fed put into the market to supposedly stabilize our economy, where most of that money went to Wall Street and supported some very maybe lucrative stocks at the time, putting this money into real infrastructure projects is so much better way to spend the cash. And as Bill said, you're going to put people to work.
You know, it's interesting, but I have this conversation almost on a daily basis with people in our neighborhood here. And we've got a pretty damn large neighborhood. I'm not talking about a block. I'm talking about a very large area, and we're a very close community, so we're able to have these conversations. And I have to tell you, the only people who seem to disagree with folks like Bill Howell, Jeff Pontius, Corey Fleck, and Al Carlin are people who, for whatever reason, simply don't understand the importance of people feeling good about themselves. Gentlemen, thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Okay, welcome in here to Wrap. This is KER Politics for the last hour or so. We have Chris Martinson with us right now. Chris just got back from a meeting at the UN. That's a pretty big deal, Mr. Martinson, I would have to say. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Number one, along the lines of the fact that the U.S. is really losing credibility in a meaningful way, in my opinion, around the world. I want to talk, number one, about Putin's statement that the U.S. needs to either put up or shut up on the world stage about their accusations of him personally being involved in Russian hacking in terms of the past election. He's saying Russians weren't even involved in a period. If you believe that we are, prove it. Otherwise, be quiet.
I'm going to be in complete agreement with Putin again. You know, so this is something I've been writing about for a while. I don't understand what this animosity is against Russia, generally Putin specifically, unless it's just a way to shake more money out of NATO and get more military spending going. Look, this is serious business. If you're going to charge somebody specifically with interfering with the U.S. election, ignoring for the moment the U.S. fiddles with other people's elections all the time, but that's a big deal, so you should have to put up. Now, the agency that allegedly has this viewpoint that it was Putin is the CIA, which is odd, right? Because the CIA doesn't do electronic intelligence gathering as its forte. That's not what it does. That's the NSA. So for the CIA to be coming out at this point in time and hinting and all of this, and for that, that Putin's responsible or was involved, and for that to be echoed so voluminously by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by a lot of people who are fairly upset with the outcome of the election. Again, dangerous business. So I do think put up or shut up. I especially think that after what we saw with the falsified intelligence that the United States intelligence agencies manufactured in order to get us into the prior Iraq war, the standard of proof has to be higher now, right? You can't just say, well, I know we lied to you a bunch of times, but this time we mean it. This is, I think, something that people should be demanding, which is if we're going to be making these outrageous accusations that can lead to war like it just did with Iraq, you have to show us the data. If you don't have the data, then please stop.
Chris, do you think that when Trump takes office, and even already Trump has taken, let's say, a more favorable look at Russia, especially when you consider the news that the U.S. citizen gets bombarded with almost day after day about how dangerous and worrisome Russia is. Do you think that when Trump takes office, and he does have potentially better relations with Russia that the narrative will change around that country?
Well, I certainly hope it will. You know, this was something that's been bothering me for a while. I can't for the life of me understand why Russia is being turned into an enemy rather than an ally at this particular juncture of history. Look, Russia has a number of things that we should be allied with, including they are the world's number one producer and exporter of petroleum at this point in time. We should be very friendly with them. They are an incredibly important source of natural gas to the entire European theater. I don't understand why NATO seems to be so hell-bent on throwing torches at its gas station, as it were. But more importantly, the next part of this whole story is a story of resources around the world. China, and if we have China and Russia allied against us, that's very bad. Look, we're going to be having a lot of issues figuring out how to negotiate who gets what in the coming time. China's going to be front and center with that. China just picked up one of our Navy unmanned subs this morning and took it home, and I assume are reverse engineering it. We have a lot going on, so I can't for the life of me understand why we wouldn't be working closer with Russia rather than further away as we try and understand how this next couple of decades of geopolitics sorts itself out.
So on top of that, Chris, if we are discussing maybe closer ties between the U.S. and Russia, you do think that that would be very much a net positive? Because when you do look at Russia, it does seem like they are building allies and building respect from other countries, just not from the U.S. recently.
Well, absolutely. And in particular, we should be close with Russia for a variety of geopolitical reasons, notably what's going on in the Middle East and what's happening on the energy space. Most people aren't aware of this yet. This will be coming up in 2, maybe 3 years most, but there's another energy shortage coming because of all the lack of investment, and the world is going to be scrambling here and there. So, listen, it's always better to have friends than enemies. I'm personally weary myself as an American of about 15 years of unrestrained military spending. I can't say it's gotten us a lot. It hasn't won us a lot of friends across the world in certain regions. And so, yes, if there's a way to secure through diplomacy what you can as opposed to through threats, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. And frankly, I think it's time for the United States to begin spending more of its money at home on ourselves, sticking to our knitting. That's not an isolationist view. It's based on the fact the United States spends on budget that we know about, not including black budget, off budget, and veteran affairs stuff. But on budget, we are spending more than the next 8 countries combined, including Russia, on so-called defense spending, which is really in many cases offense spending. I think it's time for a realignment of that. And if we can start that conversation by saying Russia is an ally, not an enemy, good place.
I would agree 100% with that one, Chris. The comment that I would make about your comment about spending money domestically, I think that would solve a lot of our economic problems. We've talked about that numerous times on the show. But having said that, let's turn to Aleppo, if you don't mind. I think Russia is going to look on the world stage as being one of the heroes in the Middle East because they were instrumental, in spite of the fact that the U.S. drew a line in the sand and said, you can't go in there, blah, blah, blah. Russia has had special forces in there for 2 months, and those special forces are now given credit for basically putting down the violence that is going on in Syria under the Bashar regime. What are your comments on that?
Look, you know, this is something I think people are wildly misinformed about in this country because of it, not just poor reporting, but misreporting that's been atrocious. So in many cases, it's been painted as if there are these so-called rebels in Aleppo, but at one point, last time I checked, there were up to 60,000 of these rebels in Aleppo. 30,000 of them are not even from Syria, right? They're Pakistanis, they're Afghanis, they're from North Africa. These are people, mercenaries who came in and were part of destabilizing Syria as part of a grand program of destabilization to try and get Bashar al-Assad out of power. I don't know, maybe I'm just built differently, but I can easily understand that if some other countries were paying people to come into my country and wage a very destructive war, that I would be one of those people who would be fighting these interlopers. So that's really the story of Aleppo. And the other story is that of the jihadists who are there, they are nasty, awful people. The people that the United States is allied with and sent weapons to, like the Al-Nusra Front, are horrible, human beings who've committed so many documented atrocities. I wouldn't even encourage anybody to go online and look for them because they're that horrible. These are some real animals, and I think that of the Syrians that I've talked to, many of them, I would say the majority of them, are vastly in support of the idea of Syria getting the mercenaries out and getting their own direction and future back. So, yes, Russia is going to come out looking like the country that came in and actually solved a major predicament for not just Syria, but for all of the millions of Syrians who are now parked in refugee status in camps in neighboring countries and across the world. So, yeah, Russia's going to come out looking good on this one.
Chris, to wrap us up in about 1 minute, would you say that you share the optimism around the upcoming Trump presidency that it seems like the rest of, well, at least the markets and investors do?
No, I'm not quite as optimistic. I think the markets are responding to a large amount of money that's been dumped into them recently by very worried central banks who are worried about what the turbulence around the Trump presidency. Look, what can Trump really do? He's talking about a number of things that I think don't make sense at this stage. He's going to cut taxes a lot, and he's going to boost spending a lot. We already had a 50% increase in the deficit this calendar year. We're probably looking at another increase this next year, especially if Trump goes forward with that. Look, sooner or later, you can't square that circle. You can't both be worried about the debts, worried about deficits, wanting to spend more and take less in taxes. So there's something in that mix that doesn't quite make sense. So I don't think unrestrained enthusiasm about the amount of growth that's going to result from the eventual resolution of how all those pieces come together, I think it's going to be more muted than most expect at this stage, at least based on the markets.
I've got to close it off right now, Chris, but I got to tell you, I don't agree with you. I have all the respect in the world for your reasoning, for your intellect, et cetera, but we don't have time to discuss it right now, but at a later date, I think I can point to some very sound economic reasons that would make the potentiality of happy days are here again, for lack of better terms, under the Trump administration starting in January, a reality. Chris, thanks, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.